Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM.
Hey ho, it's Tuesday, friends.
And I nearly got hit by lightning today. Well, actually, I wasn't hit by lightning. I was just leaving the house. I was approaching the front door, and next thing I heard, cracker, cracker, doom. I can't go out there.
1 in 10 million chances of being hit by lightning in Ireland.
Here's the thing, I was just talking to a woman on, was it on Friday afternoon?
It was in Caroline Blake. And
I was talking to a woman on Friday who got hit by lightning. And as I approach my front door to come to work, to leave the house to come to work this afternoon, I hear the thunder clap over my head and I thought, oh, I'm going to get hit by lightning. This is it now. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, cruel world.
I'm going to get hit by lightning now. That's it now.
I mean, you know you're a pessimist when you're fairly certain you're going to get hit by lightning.
Yeah.
When the odds are that slim.
The chances of me winning the lotto, I've no chance of winning the lotto. Chance of me getting hit by lightning, that's definitely going to happen. Right. What have I got for you? This is your Aunt Mows Your Tuna. We've done this before. This is the translating with the uncle. Do you remember your uncle Mows Your Tuna?
Your uncle mows your tuna.
Do you remember that? The French for uncle is tonton.
Oh, yes.
And then the French for mowing is ton. And the French for tuna is ton. Talking to a French man, Andre, yesterday, actually. We could have done all the tons with him yesterday. Apparently, aunt is very similar. Ton. It's also tonton, I think. Tonton?
Right.
Ton. Tonton, ton. This is Your Aunt Mows Your Tuna by Cisco. Is over there?
This thing right here.
Remember Cisco?
I do, yeah.
The thong song?
Yeah.
Just letting all the ladies know.
For an extra bonus point this afternoon.
No, the answer is no.
Can you name any other song by Cisco?
I absolutely... Oh, I can... He was a featured artist on... Oh, it was something like... It was a California... California?
No. Come on, man.
California?
What? No.
What?
No?
California love.
No, he wasn't on that.
Oh, okay. Was it Will Smith?
It was Will Smith.
It wasn't Wild Wild West. Was it?
It was Wild Wild West. Oh, my God. He got it. Cisco singing on the Wild Wild West song. It's a credit to you, know. That was in there. So Cisco, as you know, had a thong song. This is his biggest tune. Let's come on to the chorus there.
Let me see that song.
What a great song. I mean, you wouldn't get away with it these days. Unless a man was wearing the thong.
True enough, yeah.
Because really,
this thing right here,
you need to be a little bit more mindful.
He's letting all the ladies know.
A little bit more sensitive.
Let me see that song.
Okay, so what we do is we take Your Aunt Mows Your Tuna and we put it through... So we type it, hang on, we type it into Google Translate.
Yeah, right,
Your aunt mows your tuna. Mm-hmm. Your aunt mows your tuna.
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 And then in Google it goes...
Ta tante ton ton ton.
Ton 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 ton.
Ta tante ton ton ton.
And then if you ask Cisco to do it, it sounds like... Ton 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 ton.
Today FM, summer.
Christmas Eve.
It was funnier on the Instagram.
Did you know that tuna and ant are an anagram of each other, right?
It's brilliant. That's
Isn't
brilliant.
That amazing?
Ta tante ton ton ton. Ta tante ton ton ton.
Look, they're not all gold.
Look, it's better than getting hit by lightning.
Guys, soft launch day 275. Jonas Brothers and Waffle House. Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello. And shout out to everyone asking us to play the thong song this afternoon. We can't. We'd be cancelled if we did, I'm afraid. It's not 20 years ago. It's not 2000 anymore, lads.
No.
Joe, this is 2023. We can't be playing the thong song. Unless I'm wearing the thong. And no one wants to see that.
Wants that.
I mean, it's an opportunity, sure, to take a video, put it up on Instagram, get a few clicks. It's not about the clicks, guys. It's not about the clicks. It's about entertainment. It's about content, guys. It's about bringing you the content and the material and the video entertainment that you've come to expect.
Okay.
And me in a thong is not that.
No.
Not by any measure. The gang's all here.
Hello. What'd
you say?
For all we know, you could be wearing a thong at the moment.
I can neither confirm that nor deny. I'll leave that to your imagination. Cusp of divorce, yet again, we find ourselves at the precipice, teetering on the edge. We are mid-row in the Foley household. I want the good child, and I want my PlayStation 5. And the house, obviously. You can have the bad child. She can have the bad child. And the Xbox 360. I don't use that anymore anyway. And the dog. Can't stand that dog. Yeah, we're rowing because I... Do flies?
Flies?
Flies.
Yes.
In the house?
Yes.
Do you have the windows open?
Yes.
And the flies are coming in?
They do, yeah.
Do you have those flies that are... There's three different types of flies that we're encountering at the moment, okay? This happens every year. We're in this house 10 years now. Or 9 years we're in this house, okay? Stop texting in asking to see me in a thong. It's not happening.
No.
You can forget it.
Would you do it for charity?
OnlyFans.
Okay.
The willy's just thinking about it. More ways than one. Flies, right? Three types of flies.
Three?
Yeah. There's... the generic housefly / blue bottle that just comes in for a browse. He'll come in with the back door open, right? Back door and two windows in the kitchen open all day, particularly on a sunny day. Sun's coming in. Fly. So you got your fly one, the random fly on his own, just having a buzz around. He might circle in. He'll go back out the door again.
I haven't had too many visits from the blue bottles this year.
Like a blue bottle or a house fly.
Don't mind a blue bottle.
Yeah. And easily identifiable, or maybe a wasp or a bumblebee, that kind of thing as well. They generally tend to do one circuit and it's like, there's not. How are you, lads? Bzzz. Anything going in? Anything grubbing here? No? Listen, all right. Listen, have a good day. See you again. Good luck. Bzzz. Out the window. Gone again. Very reliable, those flies, generally. Then, second type of fly, the fruit fly. Fruit. Buzzing around. And they don't just limit themselves to fruit. They'll pick a section, maybe around the sink or around the bin. Or if you've got like a food bin, like a food waste bin, which we do, they kind of generally tend to congregate around there. They're tiny. They're almost imperceptible to the human eye. You barely notice them. Tiny little fruit flies. Fruit.
Why do you have to do that in a loud accent? Why do I always feel you're taking the mick out of me when you talk about
it's
fruit flies?
Fruit flies. Mammy, what's that fly over there? Chippy, is it next to the banana? It is. Then Chippy, that's a fruit fly. It's...
Go on then. That's the second type of fly.
Third type and the worst offender.
Right.
Are these ones. I don't even know what they are, but they just do a... They pick a section in the middle of the room and they just zip, 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 zip.
There'll be about three or four of them.
Yeah.
All just circling around.
Dancing around each other.
For no reason.
Zip, zip, zip.
That's the ones I have.
Zip, zip, zip. And you're going...
Yeah, come here.
Zip, 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 zip. And they won't go anywhere. There's nothing you can do about them.
I was trying to hit them with the inside of a kitchen roll. Waving around.
The inside of a kitchen roll.
Well, you know, the actual roll part. The cardboard
right, okay,
bit.
Yeah. That's
like
too
a short lightsaber.
Too skinny.
Yeah, I didn't
You need
many.
A towel. A damp tea towel is your only man. You've just dried the dishes. It's a bit of heft in the tea towel. Blammo.
Snap.
But even at that, zip, 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 zipping around. So, last weekend, I was up late on a weekend.
All right.
And I had a notion, an uncontrolled notion. It was on one of those internet shopping websites.
Oh, I see.
You know where I'm going with this.
I know exactly where you're going. Yeah.
It was late on a Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah. You were relaxing.
Everyone's gone to bed and I'm on the internet shopping website and I find, you know, those fly zappers. It's about 2 or 3 foot wide and a foot or two tall. They're usually on the wall of a butcher shop.
Does it sort of look like a two-bar heater?
Yeah, but yeah. It's blue, yeah. Ultraviolet blue. Ultraviolet.
Yeah.
Blue, yeah. I found one of them on
the internet. You need one of those, don't you?
Well, the internet told me I needed one of them to do the fly zaps.
Yeah. Who are you to say no, you couldn't?
So it arrived yesterday. And I put it up in the kitchen. I thought it was, like, I should have looked at the dimensions. This thing is huge. It's massive. So I put it up. I didn't tell her that it had arrived. She wasn't there. Mm. So I put it up.
That'll be a nice surprise.
I thought she'd love this. The flies will all be sorted. She walked into the kitchen and said, "What the hell is that?" By the way, the blue is so blue. Like, it's not like, it's not okay. Subtle in any way.
Okay.
It's like we're
in a nightclub.
It's like we're in a, you know those blue lights in the nightclub?
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's so blue. It's up on top of the kitchen presses. It's massive. It's so blue. Honest to God, it's like we live in a butcher shop. But I tell you what, there's no flies, lads.
No flies.
What do you want? What do you want? What's better, no flies or living in a butcher shop? Any butchers listening, you know what I'm talking about. Actually, get over it. We're grand. Right, let's do a roll call after Arctic Monkeys. This is Today FM. You used to get it in your fishnets. Like Prince or Pride? What you go for? Prince or
Prince.
You like a Prince or a Pride? Prince,
yeah.
Prince.
Yeah.
All right, Eric Prince, call on me today. FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray's here. Roll call. Ray on show. JP on Sean Deans. Stuart says we're currently being terrorized by moths. This is flies. I was talking about flies earlier on. Buying a big fly killer zapper yoke.
Tell you, the resale value of your house has gone right up.
This thing is massive. It's really big. It's really quite obtrusive. It really is quite a big yoke. My wife is not happy. Any further internet purchase regrets as well? 0874 100 102. I think you've bought on the internet, you thought, maybe that was a bad idea. Maybe the second bottle of Chardonnay shouldn't have been opened that night. Stuart says, yeah, moths. Carmel says, mix some water washing up liquid, apple cider vinegar and some fruit. Fruit. Saw it online.
There's somebody behind me. Did you see that? Was it your laptop? Did your laptop flash? Maybe did you just say, is there somebody behind me?
I swear to God, I had a sense of a presence just here. I swear I did.
Okay.
This building's supposed to be haunted. Do you know that? Since it was the old Jacobs building. Do you know that?
No, I'm unaware of the story.
I think Tony Fenton used to always say that this place was haunted.
Right.
Maybe it's Tony. Could be Tony Fenton. Tony Fenton haunted it. Yeah, Carmel, I've tried that thing with mixing water, washing up liquid, apple cider vinegar and fruit, but it doesn't work. She says totally works for the little fruit flies. Yeah, I did it last summer for a week. It doesn't work. Mark, or maybe I did it wrong. Was there a thing as well where you put some apple cider vinegar into a glass and then cover the glass then with cling film and put some little holes in it. And apparently the flies go in through the holes but they can't get back out again.
Right.
It doesn't work. I've tried everything. There's another zapper I got a couple of years ago as well. It's like tennis racket shaped.
Mm.
It's got a battery in it. Push the button, zap them. But again, those little... They're too fast. Martina Navratilova wouldn't be able to get them.
Topical reference, yeah. Thanks up to the much. Minute.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
Boris Becker?
Yeah.
McEnroe. Come on, man. Work
Pat
with
Cash.
Me. Mark's over there. He says, tonic water glows on the blue lights. I used to work in Ridley's nightclub at Dundalk and you could spot a G&T from a mile away from Mark on show. Yeah, it works on something else as well, apparently. Look
what
that up.
This?
CSI.
Yeah. I think it's cat urine, actually.
It's what?
Cat urine.
Cat urine.
It's luminous under certain lights.
If your cat wheeze on you, I'd be able to see that in the lights. That'd be great. And well, Ray and JP, I'm in today eating my afternoon cereal out of my Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show bowl I received in the post this morning from Shawnee Mack and Claire. Owen Ray, love the show. Hey, very nice, thanks.
Ray Foley.
I love those bowls, actually.
Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
Are they still giving away the bowls or is it the radios? The bowls or the radios at the moment?
There might be the very, very, very last few bowls left.
You can get in touch with the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show and turn it on 7 o'clock tomorrow morning for your Kickstarts tune. Stay with us. Smash Mouth and All-Star, this is Today FM.
Playing the music you love.
Very good afternoon, it's Ray here, JP's over there.
Oh yeah.
That could be lashing where you are, sorry about that.
It's very loud. Oh my God, that's very, but it's very close.
Isn't it?
It's very close.
Yeah, you got to count it off the seconds after the rumble.
Well, it's the other way around, isn't it?
No, it's the other way around, yeah.
When you see the flash, you start counting. So flash, one, two, three, four, five.
Oh, that's close.
It means it's 5 miles away.
Right.
Come to five. There's another flash there now. Watch, wait. One, two. Three.
Oh, it's closer. It's only
getting
2 miles.
Yeah, and closer all the time. It's really coming down out there now, isn't it, actually? Really coming down. Really. Very heavy rain with that as well, isn't it? Because as I was on the way in, I got soaked on the way.
Did you?
Look at that.
She's coming down in sheets.
It's in sheets. And yeah. It's bouncing off the road.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's bouncing off the road there. It's absolutely shocking. Do you know, you nearly... Get the piano out there, JP.
Yeah.
The rain is coming down in the window. We're looking out. JP's on the keyboard.
I'll keep playing here.
You're very good. You're up to grade 10 now, are you?
I am, yeah.
He's up to grade 10 now, lads.
Like that.
That's gorgeous. It's still raining, it is.
I think it is, yeah.
Do you know, if you close that window, if you close the window, the song, it sounded a lot better.
Right. I'll leave it open. I'm kind of getting into this.
Oh, I told you to close the window. Did I tell you?
Well, I got my hands busy at the moment.
Here, I close the window.
Oh, jeez, I'm getting into this now.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have started singing, actually. This
you ruined it.
Singing over it. 0874 100 102. Don't be texting asking for that now because I'm not going to be allowed to play that either. Let's see. Eileen on show. My sister Sharon was hit by lightning. What? Is this a different lightning strike?
Because we talked to Caroline, she was in Offaly. That was last week.
My sister Sharon was hit by lightning in her hallway in her house on Sunday in Mayo. Only for she had runners on, she'd be in trouble. She says everyone should wear runners. From Eileen. Was she in the house as well, in the hallway?
Give me the number. Let's check in with her sister.
This is Sharon herself.
Yeah.
Eileen, it was the Texas.
Hello.
Hello, is this Sharon?
It is, yes.
Sharon,
yes.
Hello. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm great, Ray. Well, I'm great now.
What happened?
Well, on Sunday at around 3:30, the Mayo game in Limerick has just finished. And I was at home and I am petrified. I couldn't tell you how petrified I am of thunder and lightning.
Yeah, same.
So I was in my kitchen. I decided to leave it to go to my hallway. And I'm so petrified now that I had my hands over my ears and my eyes closed.
So you weren't from the text that Eileen sent. I thought maybe you were at the front door or something.
No. I was in the between hallway and kitchen.
So you were inside in the house as well.
Inside in the house, yes.
So how did it get you?
I don't know. I have French doors, unless it came through the glass. I don't know because my eyes were closed and my ears were covered, and I just felt an immersive blast through my waist and into my leg. Now I can't explain how bad the blast was when it left my leg. I actually looked down to see was my leg open.
Oh my God!
It was still sore, so it was.
Have you ever touched an electric cable or an electric? You know, like we out in a field or something.
Yes, yeah, we have a police electric fence.
All right.
I have never gone that close to her.
Right, so you've never touched it.
No.
Some people would have. Caroline, I think it was. We were talking to the other day. She was kind of describing it as something like that, or kind of a zap sort of sensation
like
that.
Yeah, this was an immersive blast out of your leg. You swear your leg would be open.
Oh my God! And you were you were wearing runners.
I was wearing runners. And I can thank the Lord, my parents in heaven, that was praying for me that I was wearing my runners. Other than that, I wouldn't be here today.
Tell us about immediately after, like the, because so you look down, you see the leg, you see that it's fine,
so
it's intact.
I was torn towards my stairs. I was holding my stairs when I actually realised, and I screamed. I was on my own in the house, and I rang my sister-in-law Marie Charles, who lives near me, and she came immediately down for me and brought me to hospital.
Okay, so they confirmed. Did they test you? Or did they look at you, or poke you, prod you, see if you're all right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The hospital in Mayo General are absolutely excellent now. They checked straight away it was cardiac and checked all my heart, put every test on me, so to make sure that the lightning didn't go up, the lightning didn't, it went down. So I was lucky enough with that. Now, okay. The reason I was lucky wearing runners was if I was wearing any other footwear, flip-flops or anything, or a sandal, it would have burned my feet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And
so the importance of runners is huge in thunder and lightning.
Wear them. Make sure you have them on. Would Crocs work? I'm always in the Crocs. I'm being very selfish here, Sharon. I'm just thinking of myself.
I know.
Are they plastic?
I don't know. Maybe the rubber or what. I have to look it up to see if you're right.
It depends on the Crocs, like, you know. But me today, I'm wearing my runners. And I would be, like, I'm sitting out the back of my house now in beautiful sunshine in Clamorris in Mayo. And if I wouldn't put on my sandal. Usually I have my sandal on.
Yeah,
but no, I wear my runners today.
Leave them on all the time, just in case. Well, particularly when there's thunder and lightning forecast,
So you're already scared of thunder and lightning, Sharon. I don't want to say you're terrified now, but it must be almost even worse now, is it?
Yeah, it's absolutely worse now. I was so bad this morning that I went in to my wardrobe because I heard thunder.
Because you heard it again.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of questions. Have you done the lotto?
so everyone's telling me
you have to do it in terms of the numbers. You got to do the lotto. Did you stay in the one? Like, did it throw you? Caroline, who was talking to us, she said she was thrown away from the sink when she got the shock. Did it?
Yeah,
throw?
I was thrown to the stairs.
Oh my God!
I was in the hallway.
So
now my
violent.
Phone line was beside me, and my phone line wasn't put out of the socket or anything. So we still don't know how it came through the house. I have a funny feeling it came through my French doors.
Right, that you were near the doors, were you?
I wouldn't be near them. I'd be kind of, say, 500 yards away from them. But I'd seen my both doors.
I suppose if you're avoiding the windows or the doors, you weren't exactly standing next to them,
no.
I suppose.
Oh, no, I thought I was sound. So I was, because I was in the hallway on the wooden floor.
Ignorant question, Sharon. What about your hair? No, genuinely.
Standing on end, is that what
you're asking? Well, do you know that's what they say? I know it's a cliche.
Yeah.
I know, thank God. My hair wasn't touched.
All right, it's all well. At least the small mercies, the hair is okay.
So the jokes go with my brother-in-law. Make sure the hair wasn't touched, right?
and you frizz or a new perm.
Ignorant question number two, Sharon. Have you looked around? Have you checked your body? You don't have a lightning strike scar anywhere on your person.
No, you don't.
Okay.
The hospital checked, and they said I could have an inner burn in my leg because my leg is so sore.
Still.
My right leg, I cannot put on the ground. I can only tiptoe on it.
Oh no! Did they wrap it up or anything? Or are you in a cast? No,
they didn't. No, they said around 2 weeks my leg should come back to normal, that I'd be able to put full weight on the ground.
Okay, and painkillers, I guess, until then.
Painkillers, I am. Yeah, and I'm back again to get my blood rechecked on Friday, because when lightning goes down, it can affect your kidneys.
Oh my God, it's so much to worry about, to be concerned about.
It's so much to worry about. So all the blood came back clear in Mayo General on Sunday night.
Right.
But I have to check it within 7 days again, because lightning may still be triggering in your system.
And what about the rest of the house? Did anything blow, or did was there nothing?
No,
everything's as normal.
Everyone's calling in. The house has to be affected. We can't see it. My husband checked us. We can't see it. But anything, chimney, nothing. I think they're out to get me.
I was just gonna say, and do they believe you? At least they believe you.
Yeah, well, at least they believe me, yeah.
Sorry.
I was in the house by myself.
Listen, thanks for taking the call, and get well soon, won't you? Mind yourself.
No problem. Thank you for calling me.
And do the lotto and do the cash machine as well, I suppose. Good idea as well.
And wear runners.
And leave the runners. Should be wearing the runners in the bed. Sharon, have a good day. Stay safe.
I won't answer that. Okay.
All the best. Bye.
Ray Foley.
Come well soon. Thanks for coming. Now that is a bop, as the kids would say. Pa-dum, pa-dum. A new song from Kylie Minogue on Today FM. We're were talking to Sharon a few minutes ago in Mayo. She got struck by lightning on Sunday, but she's okay. She's getting better. Sore leg, but she's getting better. Paul's over there, 0874 100102. Paulie?
So it's official, Ray.
What?
You've a better chance of getting hit by lightning in Mayo than winning the All-Ireland football.
You know what? That's unnecessary.
Ray Foley.
Below the belt.
With Care Plus.
The Europa Conference League draw has completed as well. And Derry City are going to play against, just lost that one there for a moment. Yes, Derry City going to the Faroe Islands to play Tórshavn, while Dundalk will be at home to Bruno's Magpies of Gibraltar. St. Patrick's Athletic will travel to Luxembourg for their first leg with Du Delange. Ireland are second in the Division 3 standings following the morning action at the European Team Championships in Athletics in Poland. Israel Olatunde was second in his heat of the 100 metres. Charlene Maudsley produced the second fastest time of her career to win the heat in the women's 400 metres. Ireland are with Austria and Israel in the promotion places as things stand. For all the latest and breaking news, turn on push notifications on your OTV Sports app now.
It's really coming down. Very close, Steve Ozler.
That's awful.
So close.
Very close.
Near miss.
Put me off my bulletin.
Do you know what? I could see your screen flickering there. That's the lightning. That's what it is. Smooth. You covered it up.
Today FM weather.
With Zurich. Looking to save? Talk to a financial broker about saving with Zurich.
He's gone all red now. He thought nobody noticed. There'll be a lot of cloud today and thunderstorms. A national status orange warning in place until 6 p.m. Expect heavy showers. It'll be warm too at highs of 18 to 22 degrees. Today FM news of more at 4.
Mojo, Lainey, hear me tonight. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray's here, JP's over there.
How are you?
We're talking about flies. Particularly those with the zip, 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 zip. The lads are on, they're like in a, it's like they're choreographed, the two flies. Two or three flies, zip, 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 zip.
Flying
zip,
in
zip,
formation, yeah.
Zip, 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 zip. And you get the tea towel and you're just about to, zip, zip, zip. Oh, God. Did I get him? Did I get him? Did I get him? No, I did, missed again. This is why you need an absolutely massive industrial scale fly zapper on the wall of your kitchen.
That message goes out to Mrs. Foley this afternoon.
I was talking about this in the last hour. I bought an industrial size fly killer, like you'd see in a...
an abattoir.
You'd see it in butcher shops. Kate says it's like, you'd see, you might see it in a, she said, a Chinese restaurant. Or a takeaway, any takeaway, I suppose. Not the restaurant, but like the takeaway, you know? Up in the corner of the... like it's a big industrial-grade fly killer I bought on the internet. It arrived yesterday and it's killing the flies, but it's also killing my relationship. It's very blue, guys. Mary's over there, 0874 100102. Mary?
Ray,
yes.
I have twin kamikaze blue bottle tag team flies, and they come in and they buzz you, they go past your ear, and then they sit on the windowsill and they look at you as if to say, yeah, yeah, we got you then, biatch, now we're coming back for round two.
They're very rude actually calling you a biatch like that, aren't they? Suppose they, do they buzz it? Biatch.
Biatch. Now we're coming back for round two.
How rude.
And they'll do a double flyby where one goes one ear, one goes the other ear. And I've tried to kill them. My husband broke a squatter trying to kill them, and they're still here.
Yeah, you got to get on the internet and buy an absolutely massive fly zapper. An unnecessarily large fly zapper that sends a bright blue light around your kitchen. Another option, actually. I was looking at this in the Sun newspaper. This is bug free. I found house plants that catch fruit flies, gnats and mosquitoes. They won my heart. It's not a Venus flytrap. A gardener has shared plants that have won her over, and the plants help to catch insects. Her name is Roseanne Becker. She's shared this is on TikTok. They're carnivorous house plants. And say they won me over. She says they won me over when they showed me just how good they are at catching fruit flies and gnats. Gnats are gnats.
Gnats.
Do we? This looks like an English story. Do we? Would we have them in Ireland? Let me call my plant person.
All right, pretty good. It's a broad term.
She's a plant. This one's a plant now. Be careful. It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, Nuala.
How are you?
This is Nuala Madigan from the Irish Peatland Conservation Council. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks very much.
I was reading, I'm fascinated by these carnivorous plants stories, but this looks like an English story. Do we have carnivorous plants over here?
We do indeed. We've got three native ones and one then that has been introduced. And you're typically going to find them on our boglands in Ireland, but there is one that's native and we find it in a wetland area, so ponds. So even some of your listeners this evening might have it in their garden pond at home, and it's called bladderwort.
Bladderwort?
Yeah, so it's a tiny little plant that lives under the water.
I'm just looking it up here, sorry. I'm going to Google it.
Go for it.
Bladderwort. And would I be able to have this in my kitchen, you see? Because this one, this TikToker is saying that she uses them for killing flies in the house.
Yeah, well, with those ones, what I'd suggest would be our sundews or our butterworts. They're the native ones that we have, but in most cases, you can actually go to our garden centres. We wouldn't be recommending you pick our native insect-eating plants from our bogland, but you can go to your local garden centre and buy these insect-eating plants, because many of them have been cultivated down through the years. Now, while they don't grow in Ireland, I think the most famous of them all is the Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
But absolutely, these are insect-eating plants. The Irish ones, they use glue, so very special tentacles, 200 tentacles per leaf, where they trap little kind of flies and midges out in the bog. And then I suppose the Venus flytrap would use these special trigger hairs out in the on their local habitat. But you're going to have to go all the way to Carolina in America to find the Venus flytrap.
That's what I was thinking about the Venus flytrap. They're a bit I'm looking at the butterwort that you recommended. It's actually quite a pretty looking flower. The Venus isn't necessarily that attractive looking. It's like the scary one out of the Mario games.
Yeah, I think you actually see it on RT too, is it? It has the big between the ad breaks, the Venus flytrap. But in reality,
there's awful lot of horrific stuff on RT though.
We won't go into
But in reality, these are very small plants. They're not going to trap me or you or smaller mammals or that. They're really only going to trap those little flies that you get. So that's why people do recommend. They're great for, you know, in a summer's day. I'm sure we've all seen this, where there's flies trying to get out through our closed kitchen window. So they're great there to have on the windowsill. But one of the recommendations I'd give to people is make sure you only feed them with rainwater, because even our tap water, it's kind of treated to make sure it's nice and clean for us to eat. But if we water carnivorous plants with tap water, it can actually harm them and they might die.
Really? Wow.
So, yeah, they're so sensitive like that because they live in very nutrient-poor environments. So tap water only. And the other...
rainwater, yeah, sorry, go on.
Rainwater, thanks very much for correcting me. Perfect. And the other element then is a lot of people then feel that, you know, it's sometimes the year where we don't have a lot of flies. What people might do is give them a little bit of ham from the fridge, but don't do that either. They are really designed to live in a very nutrient-poor environment, so they don't need any of our own food. They're just going to do their own thing on the kitchen windowsill.
Okay, so if they're on the kitchen windowsill in summer and they catch the fruit flies for me between now and, say, September or whatever, right? What happens in December? Will they survive until next summer, or do I need to bring in some...
No, they're going to hibernate, because we know in wintertime a lot of the flies, the midges, they're not around in winter. They hibernate and they die off. So our insect-eating plants have adapted to that. So the best time to see them in the wild is going to be at this time of the year through the summer months, and then they're going to hibernate to protect themselves from the freezing conditions. So what you will find on your windowsill is they'll just retreat under ground. So it might appear that they're not living, but they will re-emerge again in springtime, ready to be active again.
Very handy. And do they need much sunshine?
They do. Well, all plants need sunlight to grow, so that's why we wouldn't keep them in a cupboard now, but nice kitchen windowsill is ideal, and just keep them plentiful of rainwater.
But it's not like they need to be under you know, one of those glass boxes or
not at all.
No special treatment.
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
And the bladderwort then that you recommended, like I say, I'm looking at it here. Does that work in the same way as the Venus? Does it clasp on it, or does it just stick to it?
No, what the bladderworts are, they're underwater, so they wouldn't be as useful for us in our homes.
Oh, right.
What they do is they have this, it's amazing when you think about it, they have this tiny little bladder on the body of the plant, and it's really like a vacuum. They've got these kind of little feelers out in the wartime, and when they feel any kind of little tiny little fleas, they kind of open this bladder, and it's like a vacuum cleaner. They suck in the water, suck in the flea, and they digest it, and when they're ready, they just open up the bladder again, they excrete what they don't want.
The dirty thing.
And they go again.
It's incredible. So what's the one then you'd recommend for the kitchen window?
Well, the kitchen window, I suppose, the most common that people will be able to access would be our Venus flytraps. Okay. They're not native, but they have been cultivated and are found in most garden centres. And then some garden centres will have our Irish ones, like the sundews, that you will be able to get there as well. Okay. Or another option is the one that has been introduced into Ireland, the pitcher plant, might be another one people could get in their garden centres as well. But they're not native to Ireland. They have been introduced.
Okay, cool beans. The pitcher plant, I'm looking at that here as well. And an interesting focal area, an interesting talking point as well when someone comes in for a cup of tea. It's like, what's that up on the windowsill? It'll look class. It'll look interesting to talk about.
Absolutely. And again, they're so, like, we all think of plants and we don't have to give them ham sandwiches or anything like that. They make their own food. And these are just a group of plants that have adapted to live in really poor soil types. And they've actually decided, hey, I'm going to trap insects and that's how I'm going to live.
Amazing. Nuala, thanks so much for taking the call. I'll call you the next time I've got a plant question. Is that all right?
Do indeed. Take care.
Much obliged. All the best. Bye. That's Nuala. She's from the Irish Peatland Conservation Council. I suppose, Rod, there's going to be a rush on Venus flytraps now. This is Today FM. Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. That's Uptown Funk. We're talking about flies or fly trap. The Venus flytrap. You can get them here, apparently. Put them on the kitchen window. They're grand. They'll do the job of killing the little fruit flies for you, which annoy everyone every summer. And they'll kind of hibernate for the winter and back up in bloom again next winter. Or rather, next summer. We were chatting to Nuala a few minutes ago and her advice. Yeah, go get them. You can get a few different varieties of it, the Venus flytrap. Martin in Donegal says, whenever I hear Venus flytrap mentioned, I always automatically think of the movie Little Shop of Horrors. I've seen that. I saw it in New York, Little Shop of Horrors, the stage show. It's amazing.
Feed me.
Bit creepy, is it?
It's great crack, actually. Have you seen the movie?
I don't think I've watched all of the movie. I might have seen bits of it.
Rick Moranis and Steve Martin are in it, and it's also great.
I don't like threatening human-sized plants.
It's even bigger than humans in the end, yeah. Very good. Definitely worth the watch. Great crack. And the music in it is brilliant. I'll have to go and dig out some Little Shop of Horrors music for you now. And Owen's man, he says, Ray, I can picture this plant shouting at me some winter morning, hey you, 2 strips of bacon, I'm low on flies here. I should really do the Little Shop of Horrors plant voice. He's got an amazing voice. Have you not watched it? You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
The plant has an incredible voice. I think I'll stick to my fly swatter, which is so satisfying when you get to whack them. It's great therapy from Owen. Owen, yeah, I suppose.
Ray Foley.
Lashing out the violence.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me now. Love it.
That's the plant now. That's just not you just generally asking me to feed you.
Well, that's both. You would find it hard to differentiate between the two. Tuesday afternoon, 3:30. You never know. Ray Cooper just needs his feed. That's DFM. Warm up a bottle from there. We're playing. Lady Gaga. Oh, jeez, that's so suddenly very. Chopped off the end of that there, didn't we, lads? DFM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
And talking box.
Excuse me?
We're talking box.
Daily, yes.
Every single day, right here on Today FM, between the hours of 2 and 4:30, you're guaranteed two gentlemen are talking box. You got to be very careful with this bleeper.
You do indeed.
Talking box. And to think then, these two lads have gone off and made a very successful podcast on the Go Loud Network, podcasting network. And they've called it Talking Box. They're doing a live show. They're doing a couple of live shows, actually. After a run of sold-out gigs at Vicar Street, Terence and Calvin are going to be live at the National Stadium in Dublin this month. June 28th is sold out, but there are limited tickets available for June 29th at Ticketmaster.ie if you want to go to Talking Box live. Ticketmaster.ie for your tickets, or have a pair of tickets to give away now. If you're a fan, you want to go along, tell us the two boys' names. Just their first names. 0874 100 102. Text now and you could be going along to Talking Box live on the 29th of June. Just text in their names along with your own as well. 0874 100 102. And it's for over 18s only. The podcast is available on the Go Loud Network.
Ray Foley with Care Plus.
Fighter from Mimi, your All Irish track of the week. Today FM playing the music you love and podcasts you love as well. It's called the Talking Box podcast. There's a lot. This live bleeping. It's not easy, man. It's a load of box. Smooth, right? Smooth.
Sure, yeah.
I'm gonna go along. The Talking Box podcast is going to be live in the National Stadium at the end of this month, June 28th, sold out. There's tickets available for June 29th, ticketmaster.ie. And who am I calling?
Ringing Jessica, right? She's in Waterford.
Jessica. It's ringing. Jessica.
Hello,
Jessica.
Hi.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. We got your text message. Two tickets for you for the Talking Box podcast.
Yeah. Hello, Jess.
Thank you.
You're our winner this afternoon. Well done, madam. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks a million. Owen Ray, love the show.
Hey!
Ray Foley.
You're obligated.
With Care Plus. Providing.
Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding. It's called Miracle. This is the FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. We're doing the entertainment update. Is it Rex or Regia?
Oh, it's Rex. It's Rexa.
Rexa.
Rexa. Yeah.
You haven't a clue.
It is Rexa.
You haven't.
Because I know, I hear the DJ types on the radio.
That
this.
Lad hasn't a clue. Oh my God. That's very close now, isn't it, that one?
Yeah.
Shakers. There's no rain yet. It hasn't started rain yet.
No.
Very close.
Make sure you're wearing your runners.
Rexa or Bebe, is it Bebe or B?
No, it's BB.
BB?
Yeah.
BB Rexa.
Yeah.
All right, boy. Oh, it's time for your entertainment update.
Ray, skater boy singer Avril Lavigne said, "See you later, boy," to Tyga. That's the name of her ex. He's a rapper, not a big cat. They'd only been dating for 4 months, and he recently bought her a diamond chain worth $80,000. My other half once asked me to buy her something with a load of diamonds, so I bought her a deck of cards. Ray?
Not a big cat.
Ray!
Jimmy, thanks indeed. Forget E.T. phone home. It was more like BB Rexa phone home.
Okay.
Yeah, BB Rexa has had to stop a show in New York. By the way, if you're wondering, she's a singer. She's on that David Guetta, I'm Blue, I'm Good song.
A well-known featured artist, yep.
BB Rexa, phone home. She had to stop a show in New York after being hit by a phone thrown at her by a member of the audience. Oh. The complete fool who threw the phone at her said he thought it'd be funny to hit a woman in the face with a smartphone. Hopefully he finds it funny in lockup. He's been charged with several counts of assault. It's a pity he threw the phone. He'll need it back to call his lawyer, JP.
Hey. Ray, thank you. Beyonce is going from Deja Vu, that's a song of hers, to Deja Poo. The bootylicious singer, her own words, is selling her B-Day on eBay. The very personal hygiene item can handle all kinds of jelly. Just turn it on and it shoots up a jet of water that'll have you sparkling clean downstairs. It's expected to fetch around $2,400. Never mind, break my soul. This will wash your whole pelvic region. And that was your... Say it with me, Ray. That was your entertainment update.
Yeah. Thank you and good night. That's story true about Beyonce's B-Day.
Yeah, $2,400.
She's hardly stuck for it, is she?
I think they stayed in the house where the B-Day was, like, one time.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay. It's not Beyonce's B-Day. It's like, would Jay-Z not get a skip? Get rid of the whole lot out of the bathroom. Jazzy, giving me, this is an FM. Play the music you love. Very good afternoon to you. Ray's here, JP's there.
How are you doing?
Kevin's been on, he says he's crying laughing. Sorry to bring out such upsetting and heartfelt feelings from you, yeah. Kevin, and thanks indeed for the correspondence. And just talk about it, talk to someone about it.
Let it out, like, let out the tears.
Rob in Dublin says he's crying with laughter, well played. This is your entertainment. And the B-Day story from Beyonce. Beyonce's B-Day. is for sale.
It's up for auction on eBay, and they expect it to make about $2,500.
Deirdre's over there, Deirdre.
I have to say, I'm very surprised that Beyonce knows how to use a bidet. I live in the States. They don't know what bidets are. I used to work on a boat. We had bidets in every bathroom, and we would have cocktail cruises and that.
Nice.
And all the American guests would be like, oh, that urinal's very low to the floor. You know, we had to put signs up asking them to stop urinating in the bidets. And we then had to explain further because they were like, what's a bidet and who's peeing in it?
Oh my
and I was
God.
Like, you are.
A dirty.
You lunatic.
You dirty thing. Absolutely right.
Okay. Coconut man.
So does that mean it would probably be worth more if Beyonce peed in it then?
Definitely.
Almost certainly. This is Today FM. I'm ready. Jesse J and Price Tag, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. And that's our little broadcast for the afternoon. Thank you so much for your ears. Thanks for lending them to us. There's so much we didn't get to do today, though. Yeah. So much we didn't get to do. We didn't get to do B-Day Baracus. Where the A-Team's B-A Baracus gives us tips on how to use a B-Day. I ain't getting no B-Day, fool. We didn't get to do Venus's Venus flytraps, where tennis legend Venus Williams shows us her collection of Venus flytraps. And we didn't get to do Lavigne La Vida Loca, where Avril Lavigne tells us about her new album of cover songs. It'll include her take on songs including Lavigne for the Weekend, originally by Hardfi, Lavigne on a Prayer, originally by Bon Jovi,
yeah.
The Lavigne Years, originally by Mike and the Mechanics.
That's good.
And of course, your title track, Lavigne La Vida Loca, made famous by Ricky Martin. Yes, that's tomorrow from 2. Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2.